It never changes.
Yep.
Somehow intriguing, but also very monotonous. So I just found this piece of music by Giorgio Scritis that for 5 minutes just strums on the Cretan lute. And not only does that go for 5 minutes, you can switch to A, which also goes for 5 minutes, or E, or maybe even a C. Yeah, so there's seven tracks, all in different notes. So a total of, wow, nearly 40 minutes of droning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the alternate picking of two double strings of the same note, an octave apart, and he's trying to kind of, I guess, show the different harmonics and unintentional sounds. So kind of cool, but yeah, there you go. Responsive Matter is this, and things like this are only found on Bandcamp, where people upload their own music with no say from any record labels or anything. So yeah, from Chania, the second largest city, again, in Crete. Seems to have quite a musical legacy. And yep, keeps on going. Before that, we heard a couple tracks, yeah, featuring the same instrument, the lute of Crete, an eight-stringed ancient instrument. Looks a little bit like the oud. And the previous group was called Chinides, which means the fugitive rebel in English. And they've been active since 1990, a few lineup changes, but played a track from their most recent record from 2011. Translated is something like Sirtos Love. Yeah, that is the Sirto rhythm of Crete. And before that, we heard an amazing juxtaposition of old and new. Sarantonis, the great ancient player of the lyre, and Marios Luposis, who also is from Crete but plays the electric guitar like a lot of young chaps. And a track called Kravji, and his voice of the old fellow Sarontis is huge and terrifying. So I'm going to play another song by Marios Luposis, who seems to be one of the most interesting combinations of metal and folk music. And near the end actually goes into sounds like a very traditional folk melody, but yeah, you get the electric guitar instead of this lute, which is still ongoing. So yeah, one last piece of music before the end of the show, and thanks to all the people in Crete for making amazing music. And despite the financial hardships of Greece, music still goes on. And yeah, last piece of music called Kontilias by Marios Luposis of Chania. And that is all from me and from this lute. And yes, till the next time, Wandering Rhythms, signing off.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well. Thank you.
The Nikkei Garden Farmers Market is pleased to announce its return for the third year in a row, running from June to October. The market will take place on the second and fourth Sundays of each month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visitors to the market can enjoy a relaxing stroll through the locally grown produce booths, indulge in the delicious locally crafted food, and explore unique artisanal goods made by local makers, while taking in the seasonal beauty of the Japanese garden. To learn more about this event, visit center.nikkeiplace.org.
This is Bird Note. Before the high-tech gadgets used to track bird migration today, a Louisiana ornithologist studied migration with one simple tool, a telescope aimed at the moon. George Lowry dreamed up moon watching in the 1940s to prove that birds regularly migrated across the Gulf of Mexico. He knew you could see the silhouettes of migrating birds passing in front of the full moon through a telescope. Working with an astronomer, Lowry turned moonwatching counts into standardized measurements to compare the amount of migration at different places and times. On a ship docked on the coast of Yucatan, Lowry pointed his telescope out over the Gulf. He calculated that 3,700 birds crossed an imaginary one-mile line on the water every hour. Then, in the 1950s, he organized the first continent-wide survey of migration patterns with thousands of volunteers across North America. Moonwatching became obsolete once scientists began using radar to monitor migration. But you can still point a telescope at the moon and see those flickering silhouettes of birds on the move. Learn more about the history of bird migration research in Rebecca Heisman's new book, Flight Paths, How a Passionate and Quirky Group of Pioneering Scientists Solved the Mystery of Bird Migration. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.